Blog Talk Radio.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored.
Hello, this is Ground Zero. Liberating Loving Movement, hosted by NIAX and Rational. We celebrate and recognize small steps and leaps and bounds of individuals and activist groups who have led further away from slavery and closer to full freedom, from mass incarceration through efforts for justice reform and in society at large. If you would like to call in to make any comments or suggestions or vent your opinion, call in at the switchboard at 657-383-1630. That's 657-383-1630. Today's show will be covering dream states, which is an organization that NIAX is putting together and has done a lot of work on. And what she'll be helping us to understand is, what is dream states? And how can we participate in it? How can we become informed about it? And what is it that we could, how can we benefit and benefit dream states in order to help others? Anaya?
Yeah. So Dream Stakes is a joint venture company that my technology company first mapped out as a way to produce abundant capital. So the first mission was, we know crowdfunding is the best source. Like, get 1 million people to donate $1, and that's the most efficient way to look at crowdfunding $1 million, right? So we say we want to do the same pinnacle, do this same idea, and at the top of this idea, we want the people to get the most benefit out of it. And where would people see the most benefit out of putting in just a few $100, or maybe just $100 into the availability to be able to do something more? And we said, well, the most valuable thing that people look at is property and being able to upkeep that property and being able to continue to build on that property and making their land that they own more valuable, whether it has a property or not on it. So we said that is the most...
You have 1 minute left.
We said that real estate would be the most lucrative venture, in a sense, to be able to do something like this.
The caller has hung up.
I will get Reggie back on the line here shortly. And when we started designing this, it came from understanding that if I am willing to pay this much, am I also willing to put up my savings to be able to win or be it? So we said that to make it fair, run it as if it is like a lottery or a sweepstakes competition, and that's where you get the name Dream Stakes from. We're getting back on the line, so give me 1 second.
The Jefferson City Correctional Center. This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
So yeah, that's where you get the word dream stakes from, because of the idea that we wanted to run it as if it was like a sweepstakes, a lottery, but it's really about being able to have control over your destiny or your dream. So it is an auction. And the basis of the idea is that the market that we're targeting is homeowners who live in their home or homeowners who are not investors, but they have a property that needs work or are in the eventually in looks like property that may need work. And the money that we crowdfund before anything else happens, we use to be able to fix we'll have contracts to fix up those who are our highest bidders. From this principle, you know what I'm saying? You could think of it as a way to kind of funds that should have been circulated in our community anyway back into our community, because our profit margin between what we have collected is and, you know, seems too good to be true, seems too sweet, you know, in the sweet spot. But this is something that is very possible, and when people believe in it and they see the vision, we know that we will have a lot of people on board to make sure that this type of way to produce abundant capital comes to flourish. So that's what we got so far. Yeah.
What I really like about what I'm hearing and what I'm listening to, and what I've been listening to you talk about over the past it's been over a year, and you've been working real hard at developing everything and making it realistic. And one of the things I really like about it that strikes me is its effect on generational wealth.
Yeah, of course.
And what it is we have to learn to think differently in order to have that generational wealth, securing what it is we have and then investing in what we have instead of always to use a disposable market or operate it as with disposable income and disposable commodities. I like what you're talking about, because I know I've read this book called Rich Dad Poor Dad. It talked about how some people's houses are an asset, some people's houses are a liability.
Yep.
And the difference is whether or not you invest in your house and generate wealth in your house, or you're just living in your house. If you're just living in your house, then it becomes a liability because it's deteriorating. Whereas with what you're talking about is something that I lived in the United States. The financial system you're talking about, I like it because it has history. It's founded, and it's not just to reinvent the wheel, taking things that have worked in the past and will work now.
So right now we're about to start a pre-seed campaign. For those who do not know, the pre-seed is basically where we offer an incentive perks to be able to join early. And what we do is you pay for the package of incentives. Right now we only have two packages, and that will launch around June 1st, around the first week of June. And with these incentives, the first incentive is to be able to get a discount on the entry price, which is the crowdfund price, to be able to enter into the auction. You'll get a discount on that. And then you'll also get the ability to earn back money for your invites within that package. And then the second package, you'll be able to get those same two perks that I just described above, with also an additional perk, which is the most, like, if you don't see the value in this perk, you don't really see the value in what we're about to do, right? So this last perk, you will be able to purchase for $500, you'll be able to purchase tokens, and these tokens equate to a total of $50,000 worth of bidding power for those who are coming in with low savings and feeling as if they will not have the ability to compete. If you can squander up just $500, it will be much more affluent to be able to buy that pre-seed package than to wait and try to use your savings or whatever that be to be able to bid, because that package will allow you the power to bid with money that you do not have, and it'll come off at the, if you win, it'll come off as a coupon at the end of the purchase, and you will only pay what you can afford. So we put that special piece in there for those
so
who...
A token has more influence than just a coupon, than the coupon does.
Yeah, the entry coupon is just, I think, 25% off. So if the entry fee was $100, you'll pay $75. But the token is worth, one individual token is worth $500 coupon off of checkout. Being the winner.
Okay. All right.
And you'll get 1,000 of them for $500, so that's $50,000.
How much do an order of large McDonald's French fries cost?
French fries, I think they're about $2.75.
Oh, so for less than half the price of McDonald's French fries, you can support we can help support your crowd sharing technology program.
Yeah, for real.
Huh.
Yep.
That's definitely something somebody should participate in, because it sounds cyclical, where the money doesn't just, it's not just spend the money as one shot deal or one shot sweepstakes or anything.
Mm-mm.
It has an investment profile.
Exactly, it does, absolutely. And the idea is that we want people, we want the conversation to be live. And what I mean by that is people will be talking about this. It's going to, once it catches on, it's going to spread like wildfire by word of mouth. People are going to be talking about, yo, look, I've been bidding on this thing. I've only spent this much so far, and now I just won my first.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
Now I just won my first auction to renovate my house. Or maybe you didn't do anything, but you took advantage of the fact that you earn money for invites, and you say, look, I've been using this platform. I invite people to the platform. They get into their first qualifiable entry, and I've been earning figures off of this platform. You know what I'm saying? I've been having a little side hustle, another income revenue, just because this field is just that lucrative.
All right, If I had some money and I want to send you a check, is there a physical address or is there a physical spot that, because I'm saying, what if I didn't want to participate in sweepstakes, but I want to donate and just
so you
I
can
want to contribute to it because I believe in
$8317, that'll go towards the building the technology and being able to help continue our doing so we can be on schedule for launch. 314-266-8317. That is the phone number to our PayPal that you can donate to. Even a dollar, anything will help, honestly. It'll help towards building the technology and finishing it so we can make sure we launch June 2024.
That's beautiful. So it's gonna be that's gonna be like 1 week after Juneteenth.
Yeah.
That's gonna be beautiful launch. The spirit of freedom and liberation, economic liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it, that's something that it, it brings, is it, it's a step in the direction of economic liberation. And it sounds like you've built in an ingrained scale to it, where it will scale up as the money is invested and reinvested and grows.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we also take surveys that we want people to be on the lookout for. Once you join the program, keep checking up on the website, looking for surveys, because the more information we know about you guys and what your needs are, we can craft special contracts for those that are collectively sharing their voice and sharing what they need on those surveys. And we will be able to directly target you with what you need, and making sure that the products we make available, which are the different eligibility requirements for certain things, so that you're not competing against somebody that is not necessarily who you should be, just so you can have a fair shake, Tisha, you know what I'm saying? It's all fun and with other, you know, but for the most part, we take back the our black communities. The majority of those funds, 900% profit, go back to the communities, and we figure out the economic we fill in where the economic entries need to be fit, and we go and we attack and we fill those with that 900%.
And when you mentioned the products that are offered, right? When it comes to products that are offered, are we talking about financial products or?
Talking about renovation products. So with every renovation option that uploads to the website, eligibility requirements in order to get in and be an eligible verified winner of that renovation contract. And what that means is the first auction may only be for people who make $70,000 household income or less, or it may be, we may further down the line see that there are lots of people who are joined our program, but they want to jump into real estate investing. We can put up a contract that says first-time home buyers looking to jump into real estate investing, and this is the entry price. These are the criteria of what you should have. Maybe you needed to have lived in your home for 3 to 5 years. Just different certain things to be able to weed out the people who will take advantage of this program who don't need it.
So what I'm hearing for people who are economically successful, you're buying into a programming system that pays it forward.
Absolutely.
That allows a person to pay it forward, but that dollar is used and reused as a sweepstakes, not as a dream stakes. So
right, not a sweepstakes, but it's a dream stakes.
It's a dream stakes, and it works towards helping people improve their dream of being a homeowner, improve their homes as they own.
Absolutely.
Property values.
Absolutely. So that's the other thing that people need to be highly aware of, that appraisal. People, you value your home always in the eye of the beholder, right? People can make all the metrics all they want to say, well, this is how homes are valued. At the end of the day, it's always in the eye of the beholder. That person you come to, you pay to walk through your house and they see that price, it is because they saw something, whether it was your black skin or somebody's white skin. It could have been that or anything else, but then they deemed the price based off of what they saw. That's it. And when it comes to us doing for us and what this company can offer us. It is the ability to be able to offer our people generational wealth without screwing, basically for us to be able to take our piece of the pie without screwing each other over. You know what I'm saying? When we sell to us, we sell to us at a certain price. When we sell to them, that's when we get our value, and that's when we recuperate whatever we have lost.
And may be monitored and recorded.
But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we are not allowing them to tell us what our properties are worth. We are telling ourselves that.
And that comes from stabilizing the community and its value, its property value. And once it's stabilized, it don't matter what their evaluations is, because if we love where we live, then
absolutely,
our community is not for sale.
Exactly. If we love where we live, our community is not for sale. That means everybody has a home, and this company has the ability to put everybody in a home. And not at a deficit, not at a loss. There will be no loss. We will take no L's.
I love it.
We got 7 minutes, Reggie. Any more feedback?
Yeah.
We got somebody on the line also. Should we bring them in?
Okay, bring them in, yeah.
Hey, how you doing? We're going to unmute you. Hello?
Please introduce yourself. What's your name?
I'm waiting on them to respond.
Okay, yeah, I'm actually on here for the next one. I just logged in a few minutes early. I'm sorry, maybe that's me you waiting on.
Oh, hey, hello. How are you doing? What's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Did you catch anything
of
what we said?
I'm not supposed to be on this actual show, but it's good to be here. I just logged in a few minutes early, that's all.
Okay.
But I'm going back on mute now.
Okay.
You take care. It's nice having you.
She said she's going on mute. Any other responses, Reggie, while we close out this show?
As I'm sitting here and I'm listening and absorbing everything that you're talking about, it's a major building block. It's a very powerful building block that answers a call.